You hear that? That's the Lippmann Court Digital Stethoscope, removing background noise so you can focus on the sounds that matter. With active noise cancellation and up to 40 times amplification, 9 out of 10 healthcare professionals hear sounds more clearly with the Lippmann Core Stethoscope. Get the stethoscope that works as hard as you this holiday season and save $50 on the Lippmann Core at Echo. Shop now at echohealth.com. That's ekohealth.com.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. Gatos and Chad.
Talking Pigskin with Polly. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
All right, every Monday, right about this time, Polly Pigskin, Paul Calvisi, Arizona Cardinals sideline reporter. All right, P-Cal, you ready? You ready for my quick take on the Cardinals?
Go ahead, you stir ready? It up, Gatos. Here we go. Let's go.
Cliff Kingsbury is confused. He's outcoached on every level. And if he doesn't win on Thursday, he should be fired. I really believe that. I think as a fan, also if I take myself out of being a fan, I don't think he's the best coach that they have on staff, actually. I think they got to dump him. Because this team is going nowhere fast, and he's supposed to be this offensive genius, and I see nothing genius on offense. What do you think?
The offense is not good. It's hard to disagree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a Seattle defense that was not good.
Worst in the league.
New Orleans had put up 39. The week before, the Lions had put a 45-burger on the board against that Seattle defense that was minus a couple of its better players. So there's something broken with the Cardinals' offense. Nobody would disagree with that. I'll just say this, though. Mm. And look, I'm going to give you a view that only the sideline reporter can give you. You ready, Gatos? Can you handle this opinion?
Absolutely.
2013, Carson Palmer came out. You can check the stats. The first six or seven games, he had like 8 or 9 interceptions. Everyone said, oh, Carson Palmer's done. Get him out.
Yeah.
And guess what? It was all on the receivers. They were running the wrong routes. All I know is down there on the sideline, there are mental errors. There are missed assignments. It's not all on Cliff. It's not all on Kyler. These guys are professionals. Now, ultimately, when you're the head coach, you take the fall for anything and everything, and I get it. But right now, there are so many things that need to be corrected, that can be corrected, that are on professionals, veterans who are messing up assignments. And so if you really put him in the trust tree, like you would have put Carson back in the day when people were calling for Drew Stanton to replace him, and then Carson ended up leading the Cardinals to 3 straight double-digit win seasons in the NFC Championship. Hmm. That's all. Now, look, Thursday night, I get it. It's a short week. If they lose again at home, I get it. And then you have the long weekend. They made a move with Mike McCoy a few years ago after a Thursday night loss that was heinous. Hmm. So I get it. But I don't see it happening, especially the fact he just inked a 4 or 5 year contract.
Yeah,
extension.
That's the thing, Paulie. They just gave him 4 or 5 years. Can we do a trade? Can we say, look, here's the deal. We're going to coach it here. How would you like to go coach Arizona State? You're good in college. They run the spread, right? You don't have to know a lot. You can just have guys run around, throw the ball. It's just athlete on athlete. That would be great. He's a college coach.
You remind me of the sign guy who was in the stands at Seattle. Have you seen this guy? Have you seen video? Or if you go to Twitter and you see this sign guy, he's Mr. Snarky, he's Mr. Heckler, and he had a sign that said, the Cardinals should can Cliff Kingsbury and hire Herm Edwards. Okay, that would be an upgrade, right? So he had all this stupid stuff he was throwing out there. Guys, look, in your franchise quarterback, he's missing throws. His completion percentage is where it was when he was a rookie. So there are certain things that are going on. And I can't explain the how or the why. It's very correctable. And if it isn't corrected soon, there might be change. There might be blood. But I don't see it in the near future. I really don't. And, you know, and with DeAndre Hopkins coming back, okay. You know, that's a big excuse out the window. D-Hop comes back. It's supposed to define coverage for the quarterback. It's supposed to lift the rising tide that is the entire offense. We'll see. They traded for this Robbie Anderson guy. I can tell you that moments ago, I talked to some of the decision makers. They like this Robbie Anderson receiver, and they think, you know, he's big, He's fast, and guess what? The Cardinals have his receivers coach when he was a rookie, his younger days with the Jets. So we'll see. We'll see if that makes an impact. But they better fix the offensive line, because if you notice, when Justin Pugh went out yesterday, things went south in a hurry. They had a half dozen first downs in the first two possessions. They were moving the ball down the field, and then it all dried up. They had like six first downs over the next seven possessions after Justin Pugh went out.
Paulie Pigskins joining us, talking about the Cardinals' loss yesterday in Seattle. I just see Kingsbury, like, he's a pushover easy boss. And when you have a pushover easy boss, you kind of just do whatever you want to do. And I'm just wondering. I'll say this.
You know what he said today, guys? Somebody asked him today at his press conference, would you consider giving up play calling?
Please.
And for the first time ever.
Let the guy in the front row do it. I don't care. Guy in the back, cheap seats, do it. He said, like, yes, you're right.
He said for the first time
that
he would consider it. Whatever it takes for the teams to. But until today, he had been adamant. He would never give up play calling, just like Bruce Arians back in the day. So that was interesting. That was intriguing. What does that mean exactly, dot, dot, dot?
It means he's worried he's going to get fired on Friday.
Maybe, but he's got he's got a heck of a golden parachute, four years on a contract extension. He'll be on a beach in Barcelona, I guarantee you.
Well, it's weird because there's no beaches in Barcelona, but so there's that.
He'll be on Instagram and at some beach somewhere.
All right, Paulie, good stuff,
man. Work with me, Chad. Work with me.
Hey, was it Mogo? Make offense great again?
Make offense great again.
Mogo. Get it right. The hats are still for sale. It's still a need. Make offense great again. And at home on Thursday night on the back of my trunk in parking lot D, I'll be there.
All right, Paulie. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys.
You've been listening to Pigskin with Paulie on the Gatos and Chad Show. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night. Hey!